Welcome to the Royce and Falcone Show.
What the fuck is going on, everybody?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, Mike? You know.
Just starting with some epic music. I figured, you know, we get really excited. I have Marie sitting in on the show today. She's eating a cookie to the right of me.
Nice. Cookies and drinking milk.
Cookie.
I've had a stressful day.
Uh-oh. Why is that, Marie?
My kitchen flooded.
Yeah, I could see why that would have that effect right there.
Yeah, because our producer Dutch came over and he decided to accidentally rip a pipe out of the wall, so the whole apartment was flooded last night.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
But it's fixed now.
Yeah, it was fixed, but...
I was wondering what happened. I saw the picture of the pipe ripped out. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, he completely fucked it up. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just want to bring up the fact that certain scenes in X-Men First Class were ruined because of last week's show.
No, why is that?
Because of the Jewish Magneto jokes that we did last week.
Oh, Junito? Yeah, I know. I mean, he was very, very Jewish. We get it, Magneto. We get it.
He was playing with the one Nazi coin, and all I'm thinking of is the only reason he has those powers is we could get the spare pennies and nickels.
Yeah, it is. It's you know I'm glad. I'm glad Kevin Bacon's making a comeback.
Yeah,
I'm very happy for him. I'm glad that he's actually doing something with his life,
as opposed to just being a part of a guessing game.
Yeah, but yeah, First Class, the movie all around, was really good. I mean, I liked it.
It was, even the actor who played Junito was probably the best of the cast.
Now, the only question I have is, why is Emma Frost in that movie and also in Wolverine Origins, but she's completely different, except for the diamond thing. In the Wolverine Origins, she can't read minds.
I think they're just kind of ignoring X-Men Origins.
Well, that's bullshit, because I saw it happen. And something else, because there was a couple things that I don't understand. Wasn't Cyclops one of the first X-Men?
He was, but they kind of put themselves in a... With the first three X-Men movies, they kind of put themselves in a bind there.
Yeah. Well.
At first, see, I'm not too familiar with the X-Men comics. At first, when I was seeing Havoc...
Hold on, no spoilers.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, whatever you're going to say, as long as no spoilers.
No, the one guy
Havoc,
that...
Yes,
Havoc,
yes, that's in the trailer, so you could say that, yes.
Yeah, when I saw him, I thought that was Cyclops at first. Like,
no, that's
it was just
Cyclops'
like,
brother. That's
yes.
Why they're both last names are Summers.
Well,
for the purpose of the movie, though, I think they're making him Cyclops' father.
No, I still think he's his brother. That would still make sense if he's his brother, because Cyclops is his younger brother.
Good point.
So
maybe they had Havoc really young, and then Corsair decided in the 60s he wanted another baby.
Right, so whatever, it was fine. Also, Nightcrawler's dad is in the movie.
Yes, which they don't mention at all, but... I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, Mystique's supposed to be his mom, too, so, I mean, it makes sense to be on the same team.
Yeah, and you know what was funny, by the way? After the midnight showing that I went to of it, I went on Twitter and was like, oh, there's an awesome scene at the end of the credits, and posted it. And so many people were like, oh, good, thanks for telling me. Oh, dude, now I know to wait.
But there wasn't.
Nope.
You're a dick. See, because I didn't stay afterwards either because I knew there wasn't. But that's weird, and there was no Stan Lee cameo either, which is very weird for an X-Men movie, or for his Marvel movie.
Because he's been in every Marvel movie except for that one. Well, I don't know if he was in the Blade movies.
No, he was not in the Blade movies. Which, by the way, Blade was the first, like, Marvel movies.
Yeah, those are the ones that kind of opened the gate for X-Men and Spider-Man.
Yeah, but... Have you noticed that, speaking of Jews, that they're all, like, they have very... Spider-Man sounds like a Jewish name. You know?
Peter Parker?
Yeah, they're like all Jewish, which I get because writers and everything, but enough with that.
And then X-Men, not only was Magneto Jewish, but so was Kitty Pryde.
The thing is, Magneto's not Jewish. See, and this is really getting really geeky. Magneto's parents were in the Holocaust, and so was he, but it's not because they were Jewish, they were gypsies.
Give me your tears, gypsy.
See, yeah, my wife.
I like how much.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was whatever. I'm not going to get too nerdy about it. But it was, all in all, a good movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's up there. I'm hoping that the new Batman is just as good as this.
Yeah. You know, by the way, what was a weird thing to see? That Lenny Kravitz's daughter is old enough to play a stripper.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean, she looks like her dad a little bit in the face, but it is so weird considering he started getting famous in the 90s, and he wasn't that old.
Yeah, that's true. How old is Lenny Kravitz?
He's like 46, I think.
Yeah, and they had to stick fucking Darwin in it just so they have token black guy. Get it. Get it, X-Men.
Yeah, he was also the first one to die.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, he was.
Another black movie.
Spoilers, people, not everyone has seen the movie.
He's black. He's black and wasn't in the trailer. His face pretty much sealed.
Is he a real character?
He's a real character.
So they didn't just introduce a character?
No, he is.
Okay. See, that's what
Stop.
I thought that they did.
You're edging me on into go really geeky stuff, and I don't want to.
Well, it's been out for like a couple of days.
No, that's not why. I'm going to get into really geeky stuff, and I don't want to get into really geeky stuff.
No,
I just don't. Because, okay, see, Darwin was one of the original X-Men, but the original team that Xavier had, he wiped their minds so they wouldn't remember. But then after House of M, everyone remembered who the original team was, and Darwin was on the original team.
Well, then I thought it was that they were between the original team and the team that was introduced in Giant Size X-Men 1. Like, they were initially sent to that island, and obviously the mission failed.
Yeah, whatever. Some shit. I don't know. That's what... Whatever. And by the way, how come fucking Lenny Kravitz's daughter's name was Angel? Angel is the guy with the fucking wings.
Yeah, that is kind of ridiculous. They're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter that in X-Men 3 his name is Angel.
Yeah. Well, X-Men 3 should be strikes from everything, too, anyway.
Yeah.
Angel can be a boy and a girl name.
Magneto was so handsome. Wasn't he, though? He was a very handsome man.
I would agree.
He was better when he was helping kill Nazis in Inglourious Basterds.
Well, look, agreed. And comes full circle. He's still killing Nazis in this movie. See? Full circle with him.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Maybe he learned not to put up the three fingers the wrong way.
Maybe. Yeah. He was able to blend in much better.
Right. And by the way, I want to apologize for last week's show that we did, which maybe at some point it'll go online, guys, just so you know. I don't know what's happening with it.
Yeah, I'm waiting because Sal was supposed to kind of edit some of the parts to make it sound a little more cohesive, I think he said, because there were some gaps in there because of like the call and everything.
Right. But they will start going up soon, I hope. But
yeah.
What I'm working on is I'm trying to figure out how to make an Android app for the Hippo Juice family of shows, and I'm not really sure how to go about that. I've got some information, but not everything yet. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, you could always ask Sing.
Yeah, well, right, because I still don't believe he's a real person. I'm about 50% sure he's some sort of robot, because I've never seen him outside of the shows that he does Wednesdays. I don't think he exists.
Well, he does the bounce.
It's 11:28 in the New York area. We get it, Sing. We get it.
Wait, Katie just said Sing doesn't do the edge app, so Sal might know.
Whatever, I'll figure it out, but whatever.
If not, I know Hammy, I think, had an app for Brain Stew for a while.
Now, I get Sing. I could pick up that Sing is a radio fan, obviously, because the way he talks. But does he realize that we're not doing AM radio in 1974? He doesn't have to say what time it is in the New York area, because most people have phones, computers, watches, TVs, and clocks.
Maybe he's talking for the poor ghetto families who can't afford cell phones yet.
And when the podcast goes up for people to download, the time's not going to be that in the New York area.
Maybe that's why he does it. Maybe he's trying to reference when they're talking, you know, what time it is, so that, you know, if something happens after the fact that people are downloading it, they know, okay, they were actually talking about it in the morning, and then something else happened later.
Right, because that's where everyone goes for their hard-hitting news, Edge FM.
I don't know.
That's where everyone goes for all the hard-hitting news.
Yes, they do, especially Mondays, noon to 3.
Right, because that's where people go. They don't go to, I don't know, the news.
Well, not the papers, actually, more like the websites, but...
I honestly think a lot of shows on Edge FM, and I've, by the way, been nice to all the shows, but I honestly think a lot of shows don't like me. And I can't figure out why. I think they don't like me because I call their shows a lot and demand attention, mess in their chat room.
I will go on point that record that me and Hammy are fans of you.
Well, yeah, obviously, because you guys don't want me to get your home addresses. But
Well, no, that and because you have been awesome to us, so.
I try to be nice to all the shows. I try to listen to all the shows. I just have a feeling some shows don't like me. And I don't know why. I don't have any idea why. I've been nice to everybody.
My mom thinks hating. I'm likable.
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm handsome. whatever. I'm not going to, you know, hold on. I guess it's because I do have kind of a caustic attitude, and I'm very mean, and I don't get along with people. But, I mean, what's it to be expected? I mean, I get all the fucking...
Ellis says you're so lovable, Roman. I mean, Royce.
Shut up. I'm not in whatever Death of a Salesman or whatever Roman's doing now that his radio career ended.
Actually, he's going to be...
Don't care.
What's his name?
Don't care.
Annie.
I don't care.
Dad.
Don't care. I just don't care. I like Roman. He's my friend. But I don't care. Because it's a play, and I don't believe in anything that's not powered by electricity, and then I could
Daddy
watch in my living room.
A friend of mine who, to kind of mimic Sing, I'm going to call my feedbacker, just told me that also, along with the cell phones, there's the time on the bottom right corner of the computer screen.
Right, the same computer you're using does have the time on the bottom. But that, hold on, to be fair, they could be listening to it in, I don't know, Iowa, and not know what time it is in the New York area.
They've only got one computer in Iowa.
Right, and we know they run the podcast off of it. But, I mean, you're echoing a bit, by the way. I don't know what you just did with your headphones.
Sometimes I echo.
There you go. That's better. Yeah, and speaking of Iowa, I was doing Dutch and Roy's show yesterday, and Johnny English accidentally signed into the room and then signed out immediately. But it really was him, because it wasn't someone making fun of it, because if it was, it would have gone in and said something for a while. But you could tell that he logged in and then logged out immediately, because I guess he was listening to the show and he accidentally hit the login button.
But he doesn't listen to the shows at all.
Yeah, he does. I mean, obviously he does, because, you know, he did tweet that, oh, local radio show in Iowa has 8 seconds of dead air and I get shit. I'm like, well, yeah, you get shit, because just because someone else sucks doesn't mean you have to suck, number one. And number two, it's Iowa local radio. That's market 657 or something. So, yes, not only could I get on a radio show in Iowa, I could fucking be on every station in Iowa. All three of them. Really easy.
They've got that many?
Well, yeah, I mean. Well, they actually get some from Chicago, I think. When the wind hits right.
And I think one is just for tornado watches.
That's true. And the other one's military time, you know.
It is 0-1600 in the Des Moines area.
Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, I haven't been hitting him hard, though. I mean, because people are like, get off. Fine. I'm not on him. I'm not hitting him hard. But I'm still going to take my shots every once in a while, because, truthfully, I might not talk about him, but I do not like him. And I will never like him. And I'm not going to sit there and say, that's it, it's a nigga. No, if I have a good joke about Iowa or that piece of shit. And by the way, this is God honest truth. The only time I've ever heard his show is when I've played it on one of my shows. I've never gone out of the way to listen to his show unless it's on one of my shows.
No, and the only time I've ever heard audio of his show is either listening to you, doing Brain Stew, or the one night I listened to his show when Hammy called in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the Time King called in, too.
I'm still trying to figure out if they have FM in Iowa. I don't know if they just have AM and ham radios. I'm not even positive how it works. But
I think they're 20 years away from FM.
It just... Man, God, why am I always so angry when I do a show with you? You bring some sort of anger out of me. I don't know what it is. It's not a bad thing. It's not your fault. I like you. But I don't know why I get so angry when I do this show. Because... I don't know, maybe because when I do my other shows, there's a lot more people on it, and I'm not really focused on anything, but I was thinking, to get a little more into to just my personal, you know, mind, and we were talking about stuff earlier off the air, and it's like, man, I can't believe that the fucking internet radio world is so political.
Oh, God, it is.
You know, and not getting into any specifics, because whatever. Besides Johnny English, I'm going to bash anybody else. Well, maybe JV from fucking the fired from New York radio for doing a Chinese accent. Ooh, edgy. But, and by the way, I fuck with him every day. He will have to pay attention to me someday. But anyway, it's so political, the internet radio world. It's like, so many people talk behind your back and they talk shit about you. And then I don't talk shit behind anyone's fucking back. I just talk shit on the show. Fair enough. But not behind their back. And I don't understand why it's like that. Why it's so fucking cutthroat. You would think this was fucking Wall Street. And not the shitty one with Shia LaBeouf. You know, the original one.
Yeah.
So, and I don't get it. Like, I don't get why I have to be political. I don't feel like being political, you know? I don't feel like sitting there and going, oh, it's so great. I'm not going to do it. Shut up. I don't like you. I don't like... It's very hard for me to listen to many other shows. And it's only because there's a lot of shows that are just... And by the way, I'm not talking about Edge FM. I'm just talking about internet radio in general. There's just a lot of shows that are blatant ripoffs of other shows. And to me, it's just like... It's annoying, you know? And I'm not even talking about small podcasts. I'm talking about... I cannot listen to Joe Rogan's show if you put a gun to my head. And Smodcast has become unbearable. And I used to listen to Smodcast when it first came out. But honestly, if I wanted to listen to two podheads talk, I'll sit here and listen to Sean and John talk after a show. Because it's the same thing. And guess what? I don't have to listen to it. Because he's already run out of stories to tell. And I'm sick of it's a consistent laughing at themselves. And I think Dutch said it. The only thing more annoying than the Kevin Smith podcast are Kevin Smith fans at this point. And I'm a fan of his movies, but I mean of his podcast, because the guy will say anything, and they're such diehard Kevin Smith fans, they'll just laugh. Dude, that's not fucking funny.
Yeah, I listen to two shows of his. I listened to the one where he was ranting about the airline that wouldn't let him sit in the seat because he was too fat.
Yeah.
And then I listened to one afterwards and didn't hold my interest.
And by the way, I want to make it clear. I like Joe Rogan as a comic. I love him as a comic. I love him as a stand-up. I think he's fucking hilarious. And I love that he went after Carlos Mencia.
Also like Kevin Smith as a director.
Exactly. I like Kevin Smith as a director. I love his movies. So I don't have a hatred for the people. I just don't like the show. Joe Rogan just becomes too much of a fucking – of a conspiracy theory nut sometimes where it's like, dude, enough. We get it. We get it. We know. The government's behind everything, and they're hiding aliens in your brain. Calm down, Rogan. We're going to get through this together. Let's all hold hands and get through this together. But anyway, it's just become like a big boom. Like, when I first started doing internet radio, it was 4 or 5 years ago. It wasn't even that big of a thing, you know? And now it's become everyone has a show, which is fine. I'm glad, because a lot of good shows have come out of it. But it's just gets annoying. It's like, we, you know, enough already. Enough. And if you're going to do a show, that's fine. But don't fucking sit there and hate me because of the way I do my show. You know?
I think a lot of them are just pissed because you're actually doing an original sounding show and not just being a hack and ripping off other shows.
But I don't know what the issue is, because I do get a lot of hate. And I do. I get a lot of fucking hate. And don't get me wrong, I got a lot of people that like us, but I got a lot of people that hate us, and I don't even understand what the reasoning is for it, you know? Because especially if you listen to our main show, if you listen to the Hippo Juice show, we really don't attack anybody, we just joke around, you know, we do the best show that we can, we have funny bits. It's not like we're sitting, I could understand if I'm sitting
well,
out there.
Gays and kids aren't so.
Yeah, but they're
well
not pe- they're not people. But what, and go ahead, say minorities, because they're not people either. But what I'm saying is that, you know, we go out there and just try to have fun and all that shit, and it's just like, I don't understand why people get pissed. Like you, what are you mad at, you know? Just don't fucking listen, you know, and it's, you're doing internet radio, blah, blah, blah. You're the fun fucking listening.
Right, they kind of, everybody says, oh, internet radio is the future, but the first thing these people will say when trashing the show is, oh, well, you're just an internet radio show. Just because it's an internet radio show doesn't mean it's not a good show. It just means that radio is a backstabbing business.
No,
where
no.
You got to really know people.
When somebody says you're an internet radio show, what I say to people is, you're right. We could curse. We don't have to take a commercial every 20 minutes. You could listen to us not just on your car, but on your phone, on anything that has internet. So it's like... They would make sense if it was 2001, you know, and by the way, never forget, sorry, Sal, but that would make sense, but but now more people fucking listen to internet than they do FM radio. I mean, I don't know, I'm completely pulling that stat out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Marie, look that up. Type this in Google.
Okay.
How many people listen to internet radio, Metallica, Pizza Hut, the number symbol, purple, bubblegum, ninja, foot. See what comes up.
Ellis has a good point. Internet radio is as hard as regular radio. Because you still have to captivate an audience and keep them wanting to listen. It's not like just because you're not getting paid to do it or you're not on terrestrial radio or satellite radio that it's easier to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think internet radio is harder to do. It's easier to physically do a show because anyone get a mic and do a show.
Yeah.
But
material-wise, it's harder.
But I think it's harder to do because there's more competition on the internet than on radio. So you're kind of fighting for people's time more on the internet. I mean, that's the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like there's you only have what, maybe 15 stations on FM and maybe another 30. Maybe a total of 40 stations, AM, FM together.
Yeah.
But, and that's if you're in a populated city. If you're not in a populated city, like Iowa, like we said, has three, you know, stations, and two of them are AM. But over here, it's like on the internet, you have literally hundreds of thousands of shows, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's more listeners potentially, but there's also a ton more shows.
And so, Ellis is right. How much breaking news at the time of your shows? Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is limited resources. And limited resources is also the fact that you don't get fucking, except for our lovely producer Dutch and Mitch, who does, you know, they volunteer and do producer work. It's not like we have fucking people sitting there and doing news all day. And I don't care about breaking news. I just think it's harder. And that's me. And I'm not saying I'm coming from a wealth of experience, but I've co-hosted a couple shows on Sirius, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. Honestly, it was hard. It's harder doing this. It's harder doing, and not even so much this show, because this show is just me and you having fun and goofing around. But like, yeah, doing our main show, I'm sure like you were doing Brain Stew and me were doing like Hippo Juice is a harder show. And it just takes a lot of time, you know, to actually try to put on a good show. And also on top of that, I don't have a fucking sales guy out there getting me sponsors. I'm the fucking host, the technical guy, the guy who has to get sponsors, the guy who has to take shit from everyone else that's pissed at us. And like, it's like, okay, you know, it's a lot of work for very little payback.
Yeah, which by the way, I was going to mention, you get a lot of shit. You are basically the Hammy of the Hippo Juice thing, because Hammy always gets shit.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. And I mean,
I think it's part of it is because you're basically the face of the Hippo Juice Network, whereas Hammy's like the face of Brain Stew.
Right. And yeah, they want me to flex my connections to get us rotating on XM. yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that, but the problem is that my connections may be the host of a show or host of shows. But honestly, the people that actually do the programming have nothing to do with the host of the shows. I mean, let's be realistic. Do you really think the host of a show want to have the Jason Ellis experience? No, you get fucking hard-handed, you know, into having it. And I understand that. I understand all the radio bureaucracy, and I know, you know, and I get that. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to sit there and say, well, we deserve to be on blah, blah, blah. No, I don't deserve to be on shit. But my thought process is that satellite radio within the next 5 years is going to be dead. And FM's already dead. FM has been dead. But satellite radio is going to be dead. And everybody now, for the most part, everyone has a smartphone already where they can listen to their shows wherever they want, however they want. So when satellite radio is dead, it's a chance. The problem is that what's going to happen is when satellite goes and FM is dead, you need to be on the top of the pile, you know?
Yeah, so it's, oh man, it's fucking wrapping my brain thinking about the fact that what happens when internet gets elevated in profile.
Yeah, and I think it already is. I think pretty much every phone has internet. I mean, for the most part, most smartphones have internet now that could stream a show, you know?
Like, and not just, we're just talking live listening too. We haven't even touched up on the whole aspect of like posting it on iTunes.
Oh yeah, Libsyn. Look, no doubt, 80% of my listens probably come from downloads, you know, and I'm fine with that. That makes sense, you know. I mean, not everyone's gonna go, oh, me go home on Wednesday night and miss primetime TV to listen to a show live. I mean, I love and appreciate the people that do listen live because it is nice to have live feedback when you're doing a show. A lot of good bits have come from doing live feedback that comes from the show, but That being said, yeah, a lot of stuff comes down. And actually, Eric, E-Rock is the one that told me that. He goes, you know, most people listen to shows on their commute. They download a podcast. And it made sense. It makes perfect sense. They download a podcast when they're taking a train or their car or whatever to their job is when people are going to listen to it, you know?
Yeah, and which is like ONA fan in Arizona who listens to a lot of the shows. He always does. He'll like download shows and use them for his ride to or from work.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. And remember when satellite radio first came around? It was supposed to be commercial free radio. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Now it's commercial free, depending on which station you're listening to.
Except maybe the music is commercial free, but I'm already paying a fee, and then I still have to listen to commercials. And look, I get it. I do a show. I have to pee like anybody else. I can't talk for 4 hours straight without fucking taking a leak. But that being said, it's ridiculous now that I have to hear, are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor? We get it. We get it. First off, get a better voice guy. Because that guy's fucking ridiculous. Seriously. You know?
Oh, that is such an Inventech, I think.
Whatever the bullshit is.
Royce, but what's the phone number?
Huh?
What's the phone number?
220-9562. Yeah.
It's 1-800-220-9562. We know it. Because I don't think they're stupid. I think they're a genius for getting a retard to do that voiceover.
I guess. You're right. I mean, but it's so annoying. I would never buy anything from them.
It's the only phone number I know to date.
It annoys you into remembering. It's like a commercial that we had up here for the cable company, Optimum or Cablevision, yeah. Whatever they used to go by, where just a commercial that would annoy the shit out of people and have a catchy phone number.
Well...
They would remember it.
Well, it's funny because the other commercial that now you also this commercial you hear on FM satellite everywhere is like AdamandEve.com. Sexy. Oh yeah, we can't even mention how sexy it is. Shut up! You're not sexy. You sound like you had a stroke. Fucking calm down, lady. And by the way, if I hear another Ashley Madison commercial, I'm going to shoot someone. I'm fucking sick of it.
Thank God I mostly listen to online shows now.
It's fucking... And don't get me wrong. If I get Adam Eve as a sponsor, I'm going to whore them out like crazy and say I love them. But what I'm saying, as of right now, they could suck my dick.
Until they sponsor any of the shows.
Then they're probably the best site I've ever used.
Ellis thinks Ashley Madison equals more gooder.
Ashley Mastodon, he said.
Oh, Mastodon?
Yeah.
Roman's commercial.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I vent so much on these shows. I don't know why I get so angry.
I don't know. By the fourth show, you're just tired and bitter.
I'm not tired and bitter at all. I'm actually in a very good mood. I'm just like venting, I guess. I like venting to people.
Venting's good, though. I mean, sometimes you got to get shit out.
Yeah, I know. But, man. Yeah.
Otherwise, you become that guy who shoots up a mall.
Well, I would like that to happen, too. I mean, if I go out as an old man, it's going to be doing something crazy like that. Because, honestly, what does it matter at that point?
Yeah.
If I get to the age where I don't want to live anymore, I'm going to go out shooting up. What's the worst thing you could shoot up?
Guns.
No, but, like, what's the worst thing you could shoot? Like, worst place you could do a shoot in?
Gun store.
All right, Marie, I understand where guns are, but what I'm saying is...
Shooting range.
I know, but that's... Where's it going to do the most damage to people?
Mall.
Disney.
Disney's pretty bad. Mall's not bad either, but Disney...
Tokyo Disney.
Well,
they cram a lot more in.
Once again, they're not people. And also, I would have to aim very low. The average height in Tokyo is like 5 foot. I mean,
yeah, I feel towering in Tokyo. Yeah.
I would probably do like, I don't know. I mean a mall, but see, a mall's not fair. If I'm gonna go out, I want to go kill people I don't like.
Hot Topic.
Yeah, there you go. A Hot Topic. That would. But then the problem is that place is always ironically empty. So.
Oh, yeah, no one's going to really miss people on a Hot Topic.
Also, I was thinking, and I think this is a pretty good plan if you could sneak a camera into an abortion clinic. You think it would be funny in the waiting room of an abortion clinic to give out cigars? I'm asking. I'm saying you go in there with a camera and you give out and go, it's a boy, congratulations, and give out cigars to the women who have mascara running down their face and like snot coming out of their nose because they decided that the guy couldn't pull out and they're black. You just be handing out cigars to people. You think people would get mad?
No, you're giving them free things.
Also, is it wrong if I do have a kid to go to outside of an abortion clinic? Well, no, see, abortion clinic, that wouldn't work, but maybe outside of like where they have miscarriage, the miscarriage center, and ask if I could buy their cribs because they're not going to use them anyway. Like, would that be something that would be considered morally wrong, or am I just being frugal?
I'd say frugal.
Frugal with bad timing.
Well, not bad timing. I mean, they're going to be crying anyway, and they're going to need the cash. Fucking miscarriages are expensive, motherfucker.
Got a point. Think of it as charity.
Yeah.
You're donating money, and they're giving you the crib.
Right. I mean, they're not, it's going to just get thrown out anyway.
Exactly, unless the woman decides she really wants to try hard to get another one in however long it takes the damage to be repaired.
Can you just imagine how annoying that would be? To be just smiling and handing out cigars in an abortion clinic. How just annoying that would be.
Would you be doing Borat lines while you're doing it?
My wife. High five.
My wife. High five.
And then just sitting there just in a quiet abortion room and then you're... Here, hold on. Let me see. Well, first off, I will tell you this. That doing the Borat thing, how's that been working for you?
Some people have been getting annoyed, but some of the people I've been doing the lines to still love the movie. And they're like, yeah, very nice.
Ugh, idiots, they don't get it. But you know what? You know what's also what's very awkward when you're sitting at the abortion clinic, and when you're sitting at the abortion clinic, and this is your ringtone. Hold on, I'll pick it up in a second. I want to let this go. I like this part of the song.
It's a celebration.
Hold on, I got it. Hello, Mom. Yeah, no, everything's cool. No, we're fine. We're cooling the gang, Mom. Cooling the gang.
When you're handing out cigars, does the thing say it's a stem cell?
Yes. It's an abortion. I don't know if people would get mad at that. I just try to think of the most awkward things to do to people to make people upset, and I think that would actually be pretty bad. Ella says play Sesame Street for them.
That would be the guy's ringtone, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he just realized he can pretty much resume his life.
Yeah, that like, would. I guess you're right. That would be more of the, guy's ringtone.
Or like the younger girl who still hasn't stopped partying yet. So like having a kid would kind of ruin things.
What if you stand outside of the abortion clinic and just go, hey, you want to buy some of these play school toys? I don't need them because my child just grew up and is very healthy. No? All right. I tried.
Or do the same thing with, like, hand-me-down baby's clothing.
Uh-huh. I want to see the Guinness Book of World Records. What is the soonest a woman has had sex, not counting rape, a woman has had sex after an abortion? What is the soonest? And it's gotta be hours. I don't even think it goes into days, because I'm sure someone's had sex hours after an abortion. I just want to see. Marie, do a Google search for me.
Okay.
How long is the fastest someone has had sex after an abortion, meets lover's pizza, colon. The word colon, not a colon. The word colon. Powell. And the number 7. What came up?
Physical recovery after an abortion. Taking care of yourself, basic things you can do. You can drink lots of fluids. Stay off work for a few days if you can. Take your vitamins. Take some antibiotics prescribed by your doctor right away. No exercise for 2 weeks. No.
Fuck that. I'm going to go for a run.
No swimming or bathtubs for 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck that.
Although it's funny, if you don't have an abortion, a bathtub is another great solution for getting rid of those pesky kids.
Exactly. Says you can ovulate as soon as 2 weeks after an abortion, which means
I call it ovulate.
You could get pregnant again within 2 weeks after an abortion.
Uh-huh.
Here's a question on Yahoo Answers. The question: I had sex the day after my abortion. Do you think I have damaged myself?
Yes. I'm gonna answer that for you. Can you type an answer? Here's the answer: in the eyes of God, yes.
All right.
Just write that. Read the Bible. In the eyes of God, yes. God hates fags. Just add that at the end. Like, don't say God hates fags, like, in the sentence. Like, make that, like, your signature at the bottom. Be like, God hates fags.
All right.
And put that up there and see if they accept it.
The one I'm reading is saying that you should wait 2 to 4 weeks before having sex.
What? Well, I'm horny now.
See, I don't think it's letting me. This one must have been already answered, so they kind of...
Fuck.
Excuse me, doctor. I didn't have an abortion on my penis.
Yeah. My penis is perfectly fine. Jesus, man.
What?
I can have sex an hour after you've had an abortion.
Let's see. I'm gonna tweet now abortion talk with a link and see how many followers I lose.
You know what? Just because you can't have sex, I'm just going to jerk off and then dump my sperm into your vagina anyways.
Yeah. Take it.
Bring out the turkey baster.
Open those legs up, sweetheart. It's a coming.
See, and Ella says depends on the size of the cock.
True. Okay, I guess. But I don't understand why they call it Planned Parenthood, because there wasn't much planning before you went there.
It's ironic.
Oh.
They're planning to prevent parenthood.
It's like an ironic t-shirt.
Yeah.
I got it.
Like, way to go, Planning Parenthood.
What if we make... Okay, I have an idea for a new cartoon show. Marie, write this down.
Okay.
Captain Planned Parenthood. Now wait, before you judge me, it's 7 fetuses. One has the power of earth, fire, wind, water. Does a heart beating that soon? I don't know.
Nah.
Put kind of heart. Just type kind of heart, and we'll do rewrites later.
Right.
But push this through. I think Cartoon Network needs a new morning show.
Okay.
I think it's going to go over well.
Will Captain Planned Parenthood have a mullet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to change too much from the original show. But, I mean, you know, you would probably have to change the beginning song. Let's see here. I'm gonna Google, do a couple rewrites here for Captain Plant. Here it is.
All right. Good night, guys. I'm going.
Bye, Marie.
I'm going to
good
sleep.
Night.
Hey, Marie.
Our world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of the earth, can no longer
stand
the terrible destruction. Young people,
so bad.
Watch. With the power of the Inu, Minka, with the power of wind. South America,
Machi. God, I hated South America, kid. He had the worst fucking powers.
And he had the most annoying voice, too.
Wind, water, hot, go,
your powers combined, I am Captain
Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, he's our hero. Gonna bring vacation time up from zero. I think it would do good. I think we get at least 10 seasons out of it. I think it'd be the next Simpsons.
I think so. And if we decide to pull what the Simpsons are pulling, we could probably get 15.
I'm telling you, it could happen. Let's work on it. Let's get on it. I think it's going to go very, very well.
All right. Definitely.
That's
what else
on
the
plate.
To the show?
I have it on my plate of things to do.
All right. we could have one of the villains be like, people from Planned Parenthood with signs.
Right, like Megan Phelps would be like a villain. And then Gaia would be Dr. Tiller the baby killer. Like, he would be the one that gives him powers. I don't know, this is starting to sound more like Powerpuff Girls with fetuses. I don't really know which way we're going to go with this. I don't know if I'm going to give it the old X-Men cartoon style look, or maybe more like the anime look. Anime's kind of big now.
It is kind of big now, but we could also do the Batman the Animated Series kind of look.
I hate that show. No, not that one. I'm sorry. I hate the new one. The Batman.
No. I'm talking about the old one.
Oh, the old one was amazing, obviously. Yeah, we could do that. As long as we get Mark Hamill to play one of the voices for the fetuses, I think we'll be fine. He'll do work for anything. I mean, that guy does any work. He doesn't care.
Who else could we have be one of the other 5 fetuses?
Well, I mean, I want to throw Stevie Baldwin of line because he really hasn't done much work. I kind of feel like he deserves it. Lou Diamond Phillips, probably also some work. Can't think of anyone else that I really like enough.
Billy Ray Cyrus when Miley stops giving him money.
Oh, okay, yeah. By the way, how are we not having just political discussions about why Miley Cyrus's speaking voice sounds like a man? Can someone explain that to me? How she is getting away with sounding like a dude and no one is saying, hey, wait a second, she sounds like a 40-year-old man?
Right, because, like, we're a society that will call a girl a man because she's got an ass crack chin.
Not even that. She talks like a guy, and her fucking receding top lip is really bothering me.
That thing has gotten higher and higher as she's gotten older and older.
And don't get me wrong, I'd stick it in her butt. But I'm just saying that her voice is getting just, come on, enough already.
Ellis wants to fuck her ridiculously, he said.
Well, yeah, maybe 3 years ago, Ellis. I don't deal with cougars. So let's calm down. You know what I would like to do? And this is my dream. And look, boys are allowed to dream. My dream is to fuck Selena Gomez just because she's been fucking Justin Bieber with his little tiny Bieber dick. And I just want to have sex with her and ruin her for any other pop star that tries.
You would ruin her for any other guy that tries. Probably fucking do more damage on there than multiple abortions.
Yeah, well, I beat the shit out of her, too, just so she knows who's boss. Yeah. Because that's the problem.
I was saying because you'd be cunt-punching her, not because of anything
else.
Yeah,
I mean, she'll learn what fisting is quick. I bet you didn't teach that on Wizards of Waverly Place, you whore. Fucking fist you right in the cunt, and I'll say abracadabra while I'm doing it. There's another spell for you, you wizard.
I'll play finger puppets in your snatch.
Yeah, I win.
Like
Demi Lovato, too. I do her, too. She's hot.
Yeah, although she might be a little too old for Ellis.
Yeah, true.
Got to research that one for Ellis. Because if she's over 18, then she's old to Ellis.
True. He is a crib robber, isn't he?
He is. He looks at Lindsay Lohan now and looks at her the same way we look at Betty White.
Yeah, no. Lindsay Lohan, sorry, only care for her when she was in The Parent Trap. And that's it. Let's not go any higher than that.
Well, sometimes I like him a little older, so I stopped after Mean Girls.
Yes.
Yeah, Demi Lovato is officially too young for Ellis.
Yeah. Too old, you mean?
Too old, I mean, yeah. Too old for Ellis, 18.
Yeah. She's hot, though, too. I don't understand.
And she's a little crazy. I mean, she tried to kill herself the one time.
Ella said she was a little long in the tooth in Herbie, Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, she really was.
Ellis also says Miranda Cosgrove.
Does Disney know that lately all they're making is people for me to masturbate to?
Probably not. Because at first they were trying to cover it up, because remember there was a whole story with Herbie where they kind of used the computer to shrink Lindsay Lohan's breasts.
Yeah, because they were too big.
Not anymore, but yeah, they were huge.
Now she's ugly as shit. I'm not into that pale skin bullshit anyway.
Yeah, she became a train wreck.
I guess Coke does that to you.
Yeah, Ellis also says, what about Britney Spears' little sister?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. What's her name?
Let me check on that one. But didn't she have a kid also?
She had a kid already. She was like 15. She had a kid.
Which goes to show you what kind of family that is.
Awesome. An awesome family?
Yes, exactly. Bunch of goers. Good eggs.
A family that would like to date all of their daughters? I'm not lying. I would have fucked Britney Spears with her head shaved. Don't even care. Wouldn't even thought twice about it.
It was funny. Everyone's like, oh, she's gotten fat. And I'm like, Britney Spears' fat is better than most chicks. So a lot of these guys would try to bang at bars.
Yeah. God knows that's true.
See, I'm trying to find the name of the sister here.
And I really hate that women get away with being fat with the, well, I got big tits. Yeah, that's fine, you fucking animal.
Well, they get away with it in some ways, but in other ways, dudes get away with a lot more when it comes to getting fat.
No, hold on, yes, but that's the thing. I'll tell you, absolutely 100% right. Men have it so much easier in the physical department. Why? And I've said this for years. Women care about 10% of a guy's looks and 90% about his personality. And with a guy, it's the reverse. So obviously, as long as I have... Dude, I've had plenty of sex in my life, but it's only because of my fucking personality, and I'm very good at speaking. Only reason, and I'm perfectly happy with that. I don't care. But I'm telling you, women have it harder. Because you know what? You gain 10 pounds, come on. That's why don't we hit the gym a little bit? Why don't we get that Bowflex treadmill? It's low impact. I've seen it.
Now, when it comes to getting laid, without the personality or ability to talk, that's when the playing field's a little more in the girl's favor.
Well, I mean, I could give a shit if the girl has... My ideal girl is Jessica Biel without ovaries or vocal cords. That, to me, perfect. You've made my life.
Oh, God, especially the vocal cords.
God, shut up. Holy shit.
If I could trade off just having one or the other, I would keep the ovaries there and risk it.
Yeah, but why the fuck do you not want to talk to me until it's a fucking Eastern Conference Finals? Now you want to fucking talk? Now's the time? I don't give a shit what Susan did at work.
I don't care. Wait, what happened?
Nothing. Just, ugh. Fucking conversations or why when I'm about to go to sleep. It's like, hey, I'm not tired. Do you want to talk? I'm like, not really. I want to sleep.
I'm just going to forget the Eastern Conference Finals, by the way. I'm just going to...
Today it happened when Maria was sitting down, and I had downloaded... I was reading my comic books on my Zoom, and I was going through and I was reading them, and she's sitting there going, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, huh? Then I just said, I'm reading. And then it's like, it made me feel bad because I was reading a comic book. I wasn't reading War and Pieces, War and Peace, excuse me, or some sort of fucking life-changing novel. I was thinking of A Million Little Pieces, that book, too. But I was sitting there reading a comic book, and I needed to see what Flash was going to do next.
There's a lot of people in my life who know never to disturb me when a game's on.
Yeah.
Just because it's pointless.
Yeah. Shut up already. Your life. Women think, and it just women think that their fucking life outside of what of women think their life in general is exciting, and it's not.
There'll be that one time when, years ago, like my mom would come to the door when I'm watching something, saying shit, or just anyone random when I'm saying something, like, oh yeah, well this happened today, or no, I was doing this at work today, and I'm like, kind of don't care, I'm just watching this here.
Yep. Just fucking, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so mad. I need to go see a psychiatrist or something. I really do.
Oh my God, I should have gotten a notepad and acted like one.
Yeah, well, you don't want to hear the shit I have to say because I'll probably get us kicked off of every fucking station we're on.
So. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Sal's pretty lenient.
Well, I mean, if anyone is lenient to Sal, I mean, I'll give him that.
I mean, he basically ran with a bit that involved mentions of his brother who died in 9/11. I think he's pretty lenient.
Yep. I give him credit. Oh, fuck, man. Sorry, I'm just getting my
stress. Is it tired in here?
No, it's just tired in here. No, I'm not tired at all, actually. I never fucking sleep till 3 in the morning anyway.
Yeah, I'm usually up that late, too. I'll be up later tonight.
Yeah, well, what are you doing later tonight that's so fucking important? Fucking stormtrooper? What are you doing? Is Vader coming and giving you orders to get shot at in the fucking Tatooine?
Yes, I'm being told which planet I'm going to be blown up in.
Fucking horrible, man. Fucking... They might as well just give you target people fucking stormtrooper helmets, because it's the same bullshit.
Oh, man. So glad I was off the past couple days.
These are not the bananas you're looking for.
Speaking of this whole stormtrooper thing, I did end up going last week and ended up having to stay there until 4:30.
This is your fucking problem. It's your fault for going.
I know. I'm not saying it wasn't my fault. But I was able to get out of being on a 3-week criminal case. But the guy said it was going to last so long and there was going to be so much evidence. Part of me was wondering what the guy did.
Yeah, but then again, if I wanted to do that, I'll just watch the first 48 in the comfort of my home.
Got a point there.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there. You're fucking little legal eagle, aren't you? You probably never even got a speeding ticket.
No, I've gotten those.
Yeah, but you've never done any real crimes. You probably,
you see,
when you fill out an application, when the felony part comes up, you go, no.
You see, the rest of my family's got a little bit of a reputation, so I know I'm going to know leniency.
I'm assuming with the last name it has something to do with the mob.
Actually, not that I know of.
Oh, I saw in the Batman movie that it did.
Nothing that I was told of yet. But I, you know, like when my family does talk about stuff, there are some hints dropped.
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't think my family's really anything too. I mean, I've done a lot of little illegal things, but nothing major, I guess.
I've got an uncle who's had to like get a fake birth certificate so he could actually get a driver's license and not be detected by people.
Well, Marie had a fucking uncle who ran from the law from like embezzling, and then he had a different last name, and they found them on Family Feud.
Holy shit!
It's a real fucking story. I'll have her tell it one day when she's on there. I think we talked about it in Hippo Juice once, but I'll have her tell it one day when she's on. She went to sleep now, but...
Other people in my family, there's, like, kind of drug problems going on. So one of them got so bad that he started taking methadone.
Ugh, that's not good.
And he tried to get off that cold turkey.
But it's a disease.
So what he did...
He has a disease.
The disease that needs a cure of medication.
He doesn't... But he can't help himself, you know?
He took one of the cats and his camper and started running away because he thought aliens were chasing him.
Were they? I don't know. Get the facts, motherfucker. I've seen E.T. and shit.
Yeah, let's go sleep in our hyperbolic chambers, too.
Yeah, but... Do you buy that? And I'm just curious. Do you buy the whole alcoholism and addiction to disease?
No.
Have an idea. You know what's a disease? Cancer. So don't fucking come at me because you know what's never cured cancer? A 12-step program.
Yeah. Some of the shit that people try to compare stuff like alcoholism to is fucking retarded. You could get off of it. I mean, even fucking alcohol is not even that addictive. It's really more mental than it is anything else. Not like even smoking, where the nicotine gets you addicted to the cigarettes.
You just have to understand that there's a power higher than yourself, and it's not your fault. No, you know what? It's your fault. It's 100% your fault. Here.
Yes, you destroyed your family because of your drinking. And okay, let's just blame it on the bottle. Let's not blame it on the person that's kind of being enabled by this alcohol.
You want to know what my one-step plan is? Stop being an asshole.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Ellis brings up obesity. I'm a fat bastard, but I don't call it a disease. I try, you know, I hate when people refer to it as a disease and act like, oh, they should get special treatment because it's a disease.
I believe, by the way, Ellis, it is an addiction. I believe addiction is real. People get addicted. I know addiction is a real thing, but I don't think it's a fucking disease.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's just like when gay people try to compare the stuff they've been going through to the civil rights movements that the black people had.
Yeah, because fisting assholes is also a disease.
Yeah, because one person getting killed in a hick town because he was gay is the same as, what was it, how many civil rights leaders were assassinated via gunshot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly. And Ellis is a good point. Addiction is a habit. Yes, you know what I can't... when you know one of my habits, and I can even call it an addiction... When there's bubble paper, I have to pop. I have to pop, and I have to.
Yes.
You know, I have to. But I'm not going to a 12-step program.
Even if it's bubble wrap that we sell at the store that no one's bought yet, I still pop the shit.
I have to. Yes, I think it is time to bring fire hoses and attack dogs, Ellis. I agree with you. I'll teach the gays a lesson.
Exactly. Let's do it like a gays-only water fountain.
We just hobby cheated equal.
Make them sit on the front of the bus because notice the back of the bus has become the cool spot to sit on now.
Yeah. We just want to have family and love each other. Shut the fuck up. That's fine. But you have to say it with such a lisp. I get you're gay, but speak like a man. I don't care if you're blowing 50 dudes. You don't need to talk like that.
Oh my God.
That's what I get. Like, I know people that are gay. I have friends that are gay. But. They don't like, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's no.
There's a few people I know or like have met who are gay. Only one of them has a normal voice and you can't tell is gay.
Yeah, like what happened to the days when a guy would just hide that he was gay, marry a woman, punch her because he was mad, and then go fuck someone at her bathhouse? What happened with that? Was it really that bad, gays? Was it really that horrible? You couldn't live through it?
You couldn't have at least maybe signed an agreement with a beard.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just stop.
And then the kids are wondering why Daddy is docking with Uncle Tom.
And by the way, I understand that they want to get married, and that's fine. Let them get married. I don't give a fuck. And also, the thing that bothers me is the adopting the kid thing. I know that they want to have a kid, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure you're getting people that are going to hate me, and I wonder why people hate me. But they adopt the kid. They should have the right to. That's fine. But you have to understand, when you adopt a kid and you're two gay guys, it's selfish. And I'll tell you why it's selfish. Because that kid is getting picked on.
That kid,
when he goes to school, is going, your dad's faggots. And look, I don't care how much awareness you have or how many times Google has, it gets better commercials, because it doesn't get better. Okay? And it's you're doing that to the kid. You're understanding that you have to make that kid a fucking gay warrior to get through how much he's going to get picked on. You know?
Yeah, and even then, that probably won't even help. I mean, he might even just start getting called faggot by people, even though he's probably doesn't end up being gay.
And that's what you're doing to the kid. Because when both daddies go pick you up from soccer, and by the way, who wants a daddy that can't coach a little league team? Because I'll tell you something, gays might know how to redecorate a house, but they do not know how to do a real good double play or anything like that. They can't fucking set up a good pinch hitter, all right? And notwithstanding, I understand there's a gay joke there with pitchers and catchers somewhere. And you know what? I'm so sophisticated, I'm not even going to go for it.
See, he could have went for it, but he didn't go for it.
I didn't, because that's how highbrow I am.
He's a class act.
Yes. I'm a step above the rest.
Ellis from Philly, they do double play. Aha!
But, I mean, man. Gays have it easy, I think. I think
easy. If you want the kid to never, ever get ridiculed, you're going to have to homeschool him.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just... Yes, we're highbrow, kitty.
And even homeschooling is not that great for the kids socially.
Matt has a good point. All that heat's bad for their hair. My head's still frizzy now.
Most people are spraying the water bottles on their faces. They're spraying it on their hairs to keep it moist.
Yeah, or on their backs.
Oh. That's for the bedroom.
Oh, goddamn. All right, guys, we keep losing bats. I'm looking at you, Phil and Steve.
All right. Why did I see all the baseballs with a... Metal wiring in between each one, keeping like a little rope of baseballs.
Listen, I understand. Listen, Splinter Ass, just give them back, and we won't ask any questions.
Listen, no, we're not going to switch to aluminum just because you keep getting splinters.
And I said this before, I do not mind if my kid turns out to be gay, as long as he doesn't date a black guy or girl. I'm fine. Because really, I'm tolerant. They actually call me the king of tolerance where I'm from.
Which means the rest of them are really, really bad if you're the king of tolerance.
They understand. They understand. Because honestly, what's worse? Because look, upside. Gay guys, great TV shows. Gay guys make black neighborhoods look great.
Gay guys, 90% of the Tonys.
Exactly. I mean, let's face it. Look, I mean, one of the biggest rated shows on CNN is by a gay guy, Anderson Cooper. Allegedly is gay. I don't know for sure. But that guy, my opinion, he's never said he does not like to go fucking balls deep in his mouth. He's never said that. So I can only assume that he does.
Exactly. He's never denied it. So until he denies it, he goes balls deep into people's mouths.
And I do understand why Anderson Cooper would not want to come out. Not so much for that he's on TV. But then, of course, it's going to be Anderson Pooper Cooper. It's going to happen. It's just part of life.
And that'll probably be started on Brainstew.
Yes. Anderson Pooper Cooper is another highbrow joke that you come up with. It's really Dennis Miller type stuff here. Dennis Miller, Bill Maher, highbrow comedy that we aim for. Listen, when next time you come to the show, bring a thesaurus, because you do not know what references I'm going to have.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, when we say we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher, eyebrow stuff, get the thesaurus out there for itcher.
Yeah, itcher, exactly. People don't understand. It's just, look, I just really hate talking to these people that don't get these kind of jokes.
By the way, I ended up doing that line because I couldn't find something that rhymed with pitcher that involved anal stitches.
Well, we want a pitcher, not anal stitchers. It doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Doesn't make. Well, actually.
We want a pitcher, not anal fissures. No?
No.
Huh. We can work this through. Let's sound it out.
We want a pitcher, not anal fisters.
Okay. There you go. All right. I think that works. That's not bad. Highbrow guys. Write these down. Fucking next fucking Carlin's right here. Oh, fellas, that's a good one. Ellis is a good one. We want a pitcher, not a faggot. I like that. It doesn't really rhyme that much, but the context, I'm getting where you're coming from.
Oh, my God. So back to the whole disease thing. I know that obesity is not a disease, and I still put the blame on myself when I get that way.
Well, obviously. I get that. But going back to disease, are you just throwing change around, by the way?
Oh, shit, you can hear that? That's my keys.
Yeah, Harvey Dent, can you stop flipping your coin? Relax, we'll deal with Batman later.
I did not even know my microphone was picking that up.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit.
Christ.
Even when I'm at work, I fuck around with my keys.
Jesus, you fidgety asshole.
Uh-oh, we got Wilma saying, obesity is a disease, food addiction.
Nothing that's an addiction is a disease. You know what else is a disease? AIDS. That's a disease. You know what else it is? Anything that you don't have to take, anything that you could cure without taking fucking medicine. It's, you understand what I'm saying? It's like, just stop. Here's how I know it's a disease. You want me to tell you how I know obesity is not a disease or addiction is not a disease? I'll tell you. If you fucking put somebody on a desert island without beer and you give them food, they're gonna live.
Insomnia is not a disease either.
No.
She just said that it was. You know, it's not a disease if you can say, well, I'm going to eat right, and then you cure it if you stick to it.
I just hate because what I mean, insomnia, but here's the main difference. Insomnia you can't control, so I'll give you insomnia as a disease. Fine, it is because you can't control it.
Well, I think it depends on the case, though, because, I mean, sometimes extenuating circumstances lead to insomnia.
Yeah.
Like, personal life stuff will lead to insomnia.
but fair enough. But what I'm saying is that regarding drinking, it's like, just put the – you don't have to drink. It bothers me that they say that because it just feels like you're making – you know why I think it's not a disease?
Why is that?
Because – if you are drunk because you're an alcoholic and you kill somebody driving, you could still get murder for it.
Yeah.
So if it's a disease, that means you can't control it. It's not your fault. You killed somebody.
And not just that, but with the obesity, if you can get your kid taken away because they're too fat, it's not a disease.
Yeah, but that's my point exactly. It's that it's not a disease. If you, on the other hand, have an epileptic seizure while you're driving and you kill someone, they're not going to charge you with murder because that's a disease.
And Ellis, by the way, lippy women is a disease. My right hook is the cure.
Yeah. Or involuntary manslaughter, Ellis. That's fine, whatever you want to call it. But you will get charged for something if you're drunk driving and you kill someone. If it's a disease, that's not the fucking case. I just because I see these shows and I watch Intervention, I swear, just to get mad. I watch the show Intervention just to get mad, you know?
But by the way, how long until they say being a hoarder is a disease?
It is. Have you not seen the Hoarder show? It is a disease. It's obsessive compulsive disorder. It's a form of obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, shit.
It
I
is.
Haven't seen the show ever.
It's not a disease. It means you're just an asshole.
I remember that line.
Yeah, and it's just whatever.
Willow says hoarders are lazy. I don't know. You kind of can't be lazy to get around all the shit they have in their houses.
Yeah, that show does scare me too, Kitty. I watch that show, and it scares me that these people are allowed to live. Because I think how you should handle them, and this is what I say. You should go in there and try and be like, listen, you got to throw the stuff out. There's fucking animals living in here. It's enough. Come on. You give them three chances. If they don't do it, what you do is, while they're sitting on their TV, you board their front door and their back door up, and you burn the house down. And let them burn with their stuff.
And by the way, living with a hoarder, that's the perfect place to hide a body.
Yeah, it is.
If you just want to murder somebody, you could hide it in a hoarder's house.
Or on the Johnny English show, because no one will ever see it there either.
No one will, you could do it. You could do the murder live on Johnny English, and no one
Sorry,
will ever hear it.
That's just two pot shots tonight. I had to take it.
Dude, you can take as many pot shots as you want, because it is 12:25
in the New York
the
area.
Hour in New York.
Yeah, there's a dead body here, and the cops haven't come in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Technically, you did your first pot shot before midnight, so really, this is the pot shot for Tuesday.
This guy's as dead as the air on this show.
This guy's as dead as my stream when I decided to stop doing the show again.
Yeah, let me get my own stream to run the show, because that's how good I am.
I'm a radio legend, even though I've done 7 shows and I live on a truck driver's salary.
Now, you see, what you're doing right now is not building bridges of love.
What's building bridges of love? I've never done that before.
We're trying to build a bridge between us and Johnny English and let him know that, look, even though he has mid-act comics, even though his radio quality... is that worse of a... I'd rather hear a child with a speak and spell. Doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to have one.
Where's my wow tattoo? Turd.
God, I'm so sick of him. I haven't listened to his show, but I just don't... The guy got in there... You know how there's just some people you don't like?
Yeah.
Just don't like him.
JV, fucking bald San Francisco hack.
That guy... Fucking his came the. Let me start me with this. See what you do. You make me get angry. You just name things that make me mad.
Well, they make me mad too. Especially, I got fired from radio. I'm badass for a bit that was probably stolen from so many comedians or so many sketch TV shows. Oh, let's make the R's sound like L's and call it Chinese food restaurant.
And now he has the cutest baby contest on his website. So, goes to show you how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, wow. He was mighty to begin with?
I don't know. Isn't he on, like, on AM? I don't even know. What's he on?
Kitty would know. Kitty's from the area.
What is JV on?
He does, like, a morning zoo type show.
Oh. Thinking of doing one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you put it at the same time as The Bounce?
Yeah. Be awesome.
I would sell out to do a top 40 show if I put it on the same time as The Bounce.
I would do a morning zoo show so quickly that you wouldn't even understand. And that would be probably good for the first couple days, just so they make sure. And then I would try to see how fast I could do something to get me fired, just so people could remember my name.
And Wild 94.9 in the Bay Area, in San Francisco Bay Area, I think is where JB does his show.
Whoa, calm down. He's wild.
Oh, so wild, guys. Oh, watch out.
Be careful. He is a fucking wild man.
Oh, man. We should just not even make fun of him, because he's so wild. We don't know what he's going to do. He's unpredictable, guys.
I fucking hate him. But honestly, I probably hate Johnny English more, because I actually helped the guy, so.
Yeah, Johnny English is a little more personal.
I really do hope that they find him in 2 weeks just fucking dead in his back room.
Oh, and imagine if he becomes a hoarder between now and then, and his body is just under months and months of newspapers.
He is a hoarder. He hoards bad radio.
He does. Let some of us have bad radio, goddammit.
Yeah.
Oh my! I'm looking at JV's site right now. Selena Gomez, stay in the night. That's a top story.
No, I know. I just don't want to even respond to it because it's so bad.
Oh, look. Octomom bikini shoot. Justin Bieber, new tat.
He's so edgy.
So edgy. Zach Galifianakis, I get eating strawberry out of Will Ferrell's whatever part. Because, you know, he's got to be outrageous now. Just like in the Hangover movies.
Yeah. I don't understand radio anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Ellis wants to know I'm going to help him set up his show so he can stab me in the back.
Mistress to-do list.
All right. Edgy, Kaya, calm down. I know the SEC doesn't govern us, but just let's play it safe. Let's play it safe before the SEC does govern us.
I know, right? I don't know. I should be careful. Let's see. Bieber and Gomez.
Okay, I guess that is a thing. He is right. Prego that is a thing.
Pink. Wait, it's just Prego Pink, and then in all caps, Hella Prego.
Davey has a hot wife. That's great. So did Hitler. Eva Braun. She was fucking sexy. Doesn't make him a good person. Good ideas maybe, but not a good person. And not so much with the Jew killing thing, because I'm on the fence on that, but I don't like those uniforms. A little too gaudy for my taste.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We get it. You wanted to wear the arm patch. Sinestro does too, dummy.
Yeah, relax. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Ellis, you're right. It's 12:23 a.m. in the New York area.
Oh, 12:33 in the New York area, and it is 9:33 in the San Francisco area.
I don't want to do Disabled Passions, but I'm going to make one up called Crippled Love or something and just completely rip off his bit and not give him any credit for it. I just want to go through his bits and rip him off. And I want to do the Synagogue of Royce or something instead of the Church of Sal.
Let's get some church music going. Maybe we'll do the Synagogue of Royce now.
Yeah, well, I could do the Synagogue of Royce. Hold on, let me. It can't be church music. It has to be synagogue music, but I'll find some.
So, yeah, it is 12:30 here in New York. And so are we going to get some blessings from the Synagogue of Roy?
Yeah, once this commercial ends.
All right.
Here it is. Okay, here it is. Got it.
Here we go.
Hey, I hate everybody, and my brother's dead. And a bit. I love you, Sal. I'm just kidding. I love Sal.
Although Sal was a little... I don't know. Something was up with him last week, by the way. It was weird seeing... ripping off.
Everyone's mad at me. He gets... Listen... Before you get on, oh, fucking Sal, you know what he did that made me feel bad because he's an asshole? He texted me the picture, I swear to fucking God, to me in Dutch, because we're playing of who could make the other one feel more bad. I'm making fun of him for not inviting me to the barbecue. He texted me a picture of his brother's death certificate, I swear to God. And I was like, you win, dude. You win. I can't beat that. You fucking win.
That is hard to top. Holy shit.
Oh, God. I kind of like this music, though.
What's going on, Chaim?
This is the karaoke version. Hold on, I'm going to try to sing it. I'm going to start at the beginning. I'm going to sing it. Here we go. It's going to be good. Here we go, guys. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Fies Make. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila Vies Make. Hava Nivrania, Harva Nivrania, Harva Nivrania Vies Make. Hebrew sucks.
Right? A lot of phlegm. So how about that internet porn, guys?
Yeah. Improv much, Royce? No.
No. You improv.
What am I, fucking Johnny English?
I don't like them. They're really good at improv.
God, fucking so sick of it. Oh, man. I like that we hit all the hard-hitting topics. You know what's funny is it fucking another 9/11 could be happening during the show and we would still be making dick jokes.
We would be. I was going to bring up earlier, by the way, so much news breaks during Brain Stew and we just don't even mention it.
You shouldn't.
Exactly.
What fucking CNN's for?
I mean, well, okay, there's some stuff that broke that we would talk about if it was kind of relevant to the show. But yeah, that's the only good thing about our time slot is we can neglect breaking news.
Here, watch. Here's breaking news stories going on right now. Descendants of a landmark case. The descendants of a key civil rights case unite. The opposing sides of the landmark Plessy versus... God, I'm falling asleep reading it. Next one. Wiener admission puts Dems on the defensive. Facts about Jennifer Aniston's new love interest.
Representative Wiener, which, by the way, best name for someone who sent dick pics on Twitter.
Yeah. What a fucking idiot. Plaxico Burress was released from prison?
Yeah, today.
Huh.
Well, Monday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're talking about where he might go. I mean, there's no penalty box, so fuck it, I can do a little bit of sports talk. But... the Giants fans were thinking he was going to go there. For a while, people were thinking he was going to Philadelphia. But it doesn't matter. There's a lockout.
Yeah. And he'll probably shoot himself again because he's stupid.
How the fuck do you shoot yourself with a gun that you own in a club in New York?
Have you not heard of a safety on the gun?
I mean, I know you're one of a... but come on, you should know your guns.
Well, you would think they would know their guns.
He must have just bought the gun that day. That's the only way he'd not know where the safety is.
The thing is also, though, like, sports stars can get a conceal and carry in New York because since they're high-profile people, they could say they need it because, you know, they get hassled a lot. So
yeah.
He would have not had a problem if he had conceal and carry. So I don't even understand why just – he doesn't have to do it. Have one of his assistants apply for it for him. You know what I mean?
And not just that, but I think they would have probably sympathized – considering, I think this was after the Sean Springs, or not the Sean Taylor.
Yeah, it was. Why wouldn't he have a concealing carry? I mean, it's very hard to get one in New York City, but if you are someone of enough fame where you need it, they'll give it to you.
But of course, he probably was arrogant about it.
When will he ever learn?
And it was like, even if I get caught, they won't charge me. I'm part of the Giants. I just won a Super Bowl.
Well, I guess the fucking cops are Jets fans. This is the only thing I can think of. Because he was in New York. So you think if anyone let him off, it would be there.
Yeah. Well, no, even if they were Jets fans, though, they might have some... It was probably a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
It was because, you know, he had that catch that beat the Patriots and knocked him to 18-1.
Wicked retarded.
Man, wicked retarded. I sentenced you to 2 years in prison.
There's nothing worse on this planet than a Boston accent.
You and Doug Bryan both agree on that one.
There is nothing worse than a fucking Boston accent. I hate it.
And then they talk about other people's accents sounding mad, wicked, retarded.
It's the Park Macon, the guys. Garage has an R in it, you dick. Don't you fucking talk right.
Pocket in the yard. Who parks on their yard?
I don't know. Fucking,
people from Boston.
My mother was, she works in Atlanta now, but she used to work in Boston. And I was talking to her, and she was working in Boston when Ted Kennedy died.
Oh, shit.
And she was in a cab, and she told the cab driver didn't have the radio on. She told the cab driver, "Oh my God, Ted Kennedy died." She goes, "Don't even play like that." He's like, no, he really died. The fucking cab driver started crying.
Really?
Swear to God.
He was a politician that was basically making his family look bad.
Did anyone forget that he killed somebody?
Of course they did. They had enough money to cover that up.
It's funny, because he killed somebody. It's the thing people forget.
They didn't even have somebody to pay the mob to not have JFK assassinated, though.
Yeah, remember William Shatner killed somebody and everything's fine?
Yeah, or some kid died in Tommy Lee's pool, everything's fine now.
How do you just... I wish I had enough money to kill somebody. I think celebrities get one kill. I think they get one kill in their life.
OJ Ray Simpson. Lewis?
No, Ray Lewis definitely killed a guy. There's no... But then again, guy's a good linebacker.
Yeah.
Let's not sit here and pretend that he just fucking doesn't hold tackling records, because he does.
Sometimes, so, acquitted.
Yeah. Come on.
Not only acquitted, we're blaming your friend.
Yeah.
Vic wasn't quite there yet when he was dog killing. If it was a person, he'd have been playing football still.
Yeah.
Missing those 2 years.
Vic went to jail for dog killing, and Ray Lewis killed the guy.
And people are... See? Kitty forgot about Tommy Lee.
Yeah, fucking they killed people.
Or, speaking of, what about the player who used to play for the Rams who drunk driving and killed someone and not even didn't get jail time? No suspension.
Yeah, but to be fair, he was coming home from a party.
Yeah, good point.
I think, and he had a disease.
He had a disease, you know, you can't really put someone in jail with a condition like that.
Right. Life expectancy and all.
Or, oh god, who else recently? That's why I'll give Dante Stallworth credit, by the way. He killed, like, he did the drunk driving hit and run and killed someone, but he wanted the, like, harshest sentence.
Well, yeah.
Like, he didn't want to get off without doing prison time.
But then again, that's kind of a way of making the judge not give you the harshest sentence.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, even the prosecutor gave him a deal. Probably, you're a football player, we'll give you the deal, get you back on the field.
Well, yeah, but the team needs their players. I mean, I understand. I wouldn't get shit. I wouldn't fucking get shit. Because, honestly, I'm not a white woman, and I'm not a football player, or any sport. I'm not athletic, period. So, yeah. I wouldn't get anything.
If it weren't for Brainstorm, I would say this might be the least athletic show in Edge FM.
Maybe. I'm not gonna say yes yet, because Marie was on earlier. And she helps the average.
Ah, good point.
Yeah. So that does help the average. And we had Sal on last week, so we're okay.
Yeah, we're not that bad.
Let's get a bikini model next week. Become the sexiest show on radio.
Or, good point. Or we could just get Hammy on there and cement our status as the most unathletic show in radio.
How poor is Sal? He Facebooked almost out of phone data. No sexting for a week. Except dick pics via USPS. who runs out of phone data? What plan does he have? Singular?
It depends on his server, because I think he might have AT&T, and I know they kind of they limit the data now.
But I've never.
Or Sal's poor.
That's never happened to me. I've had every cell phone company, and I've never run out of data.
Sal's putting all his money into Edge FM.
You know what? You're right. I mean, I can't even bust him on that. He probably put so much fucking money in this show, in this station. But then again, I fucking pour all my money in my show.
Got a point there.
And I still have enough. I could still fucking send a text if I need to.
Did he say text or like image texts?
He just said text. His data plan. I don't know. I don't know how that works because I'm not poor. So I just pay a phone bill and I can do what I want.
All right, Sal, how much is unlimited texting? We'll do a PayPal thing.
Yeah.
We'll do a donation. Donate so Sal can get more data.
Can we get Sal a Boost Mobile or maybe Metro PCS? I think it's unlimited.
Now get him on T-Mobile.
Well, I love those T-Mobile commercials that are making fun of AT&T still, when AT&T now owns T-Mobile anyway. Those piss me off. With that fucking skinny-legged bitch.
Oh, man. It was unofficial yet, but yeah, it's going to happen. Hammy says, I pay a phone bill for AT&T, and I don't like that stupid limit AT&T has.
Then why do you have AT&T? I don't understand. I understand when the iPhone first came out, it was only a real big smartphone. But there's no need to pay for AT&T now because any phone company now has a smartphone that is either equivalent or as good as an iPhone. So what is the point? Even if you want an iPhone, you go to Verizon.
Yeah, Hammy's got – that's pretty much why Hammy is there is because he has an iPhone.
But go to Verizon. They have iPhones too.
I'm sure he'll think of some reason. Like, oh, I got mine a while ago, and, you know, dude, I don't want to be not loyal. I think he had some problems with Verizon, actually.
Well, I have Sprint. That's what I have, okay?
All right.
I pay for my – and my phone. So, you know the phone I have? I have the HTC Evo.
Nice.
Which is as good or better than the iPhone. You could debate it all day, but whatever. Close enough. They're equivalent. I have that phone, and I pay $99 a month with unlimited phone and texting and internet.
Which, by the way, Hammy says he got the iPhone 4 months before it was announced it was going to Verizon.
Well, just cancel your AT&T and switch over to Verizon. And don't say the cancellation fee, because do yourself a favor, because I've done this a million times. Just search for how to cancel phone bill without fees. Here's a little trick. If you no matter what contract you have, you want to know how you get out of it, because I've done it before. I'm leaving the country and you don't have service out there. I'm being serious. You find whatever country doesn't have service, and that is a stipulation in their contract. If you leave the country where you cannot have service anymore, they have to discontinue your service without charging you a discontinuation fee.
Holy shit.
Yes, they have to.
That is fucking genius.
Because that's the only viable excuse where you can't continue their service. And trust me, it works because I've done it. I've got it out of AT&T before with it. I've gotten out of Verizon before with it. And I'm probably going to have a Sprint with it, too. So I'm telling you it works.
All right, you're a fucking genius. First, you can track down any personal information of people, and now you have this loophole.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's always a way.
Oh, that's fucking genius.
There's always a way to do it. You just have to look it up. Every company's worded a little bit differently, but, you know,
it can
be done.
Team kind of clause.
What happened to that again?
Huh?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. What did you say?
I'm sure T-Mobile has that kind of a clause.
Yeah, some of that.
Well, if AT&T doesn't, they will in a year.
Also, let me give you a couple ways to do it, because I pulled up a few ways. There is 7 ways to do it with AT&T, okay? Sell your AT&T contract to someone else, which that's hard to do. Read the fine print in the terms and conditions of your AT&T contract. For example, you can cancel the contract without a termination fee if AT&T increases the price of any aspect of your current service. Wait for AT&T to raise price on – if they even raise it a penny, you could cancel it and without any fee. You just call customer service and ask them to cancel it based on the changes in terms of service. Move to an area that isn't covered by AT&T. See, there it is. The company will let you out of your contract if you cannot get reception where you live. So just look for anywhere AT&T. China doesn't have AT&T. Here's a perfect example. They don't have AT&T service. You're moving to China. You're moving to Tokyo, Haiti, fucking Africa, wherever you want. And that's what I did. That's what I did. Number 5, join a branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. Okay, that's a little ridiculous. Change your phone settings to roam only. When you see roaming, you're actually using a rival network. This costs AT&T money. If you do this often enough, AT&T may let you cancel your contract to save company money. Request a copy of your contract that you signed. If AT&T cannot produce a hard copy of the contract, you could cancel without penalty. Here's the thing. When most people sign up for AT&T, and I know the same thing with me, you don't actually sign a hard piece of paper. All you do is say, yeah, I agree, over the phone. But by law, they have to provide you a hard contract copy. So if the moving out of the area doesn't work, just show me a hard copy of the contract. They won't be able to produce it, and they have to let you out without any fees. Go to Verizon and be on your way.
Oh, shit.
I told you, man. I'm a fucking scam artist.
That is awesome, though. That's money that you could spend getting a new phone with the new phone company you go to.
Yep. Yes, Wilma, you just call and say, I'm moving to Haiti. That's all you got to do. I'm moving to Haiti. I have a beach home there.
Now, If you port your number, though, you just got to make sure.
You'll keep your number. They have to give you your number by law. That was the law that was passed. They have to give you your number.
Wow, that's fucking genius.
So it doesn't matter. They have to give you your number. So I've done it. I'm telling you, man, I've done it before. You say, I'm moving to Canada, to Greenland. Just say wherever you want. That is, look up online and make sure that area doesn't have AT&T. That's all you got to do. Or you could do the contract thing. The problem with that is they have like 10 days. They have up to 10 days to get you the copy of that contract. So
if they get you the copy within 10 days.
But did you sign one? That's the thing. You have to think back. Did you sign one? When I signed up with Sprint, I didn't sign anything. I never sign anything. I never do for that reason because I want to cancel. But anyway, the out-of-the-country thing works the best. Look, I just gave you guys gems of information.
I'm checking with my company what countries have no T-Mobile.
Who's you, T-Mobile? Oh, yeah. No countries have T-Mobile. More countries have AT&T than T-Mobile, so you would be fine anywhere. Cuba.
Yeah, good.
Seriously. I'm being serious. You want an end-all be-all? Say Cuba. Cuba hardly has any services. Just say Cuba.
Holy shit. Yeah, especially with the embargo.
Uh-huh. Cuba. Doesn't AT&T. Doesn't have. I'm moving to Cuba. Sorry, I'm not going to have service. I can't use it. They have to let you go.
I would even be willing to lose my number, lose the phone number I have now just to do that.
That's true. Yeah, Androids are better overall. I've play with an iPhone, but I ended up liking the Android better, only because it lets you do, you can make more your own apps for it and shit, which I like.
All right, so if I say I'm going to Comoros or Burma,
there you go.
They have zero service whatsoever.
Perfect. See, prompt solved. Only reason, or the island that Tom Hanks was on in that movie, what was it? Survivor?
Castaway.
There you go, Castaway. Only reason I don't get Evo is for its battery life. Yes, the Evo didn't have a good battery life, Hammy, but guess what? I bought an extended battery, and now I could go 3 days without charging it.
Oh, face, iPhone boy.
Boom. And also, you know what I could do with my phone that you can't do with an iPhone? I could get another battery, and when it runs out, just take the back off and swap it out like any other human being. Which you can't open an iPhone and do that.
I mean, let's face it. How many years did it take for them to start sending picture messages on iPhones?
Yeah, I know, forever. And I unplugged my phone at 8 o'clock this morning. I haven't charged it since. And I've used it for internet, for downloading, for music. I listened to the shows tonight on Edge FM on my phone. And I'm still at... And it's what? It's almost 1 in the morning. I'm in the New York area. I'm at 50% battery.
Wow, mine drains after a couple minutes of listening to a show.
Get an extended battery, dude. What kind of phone do you have again? I forgot.
It's the MyTouch 3G Slide.
Yeah, they have it for those too. Just search on Amazon, extended battery for MyTouch. They're not expensive, like $30.
It's not bad at all.
Definitely worth it, dude. Get it. I'm telling you, they're awesome. I got the extended battery, and it's fucking made my life so much easier.
All right, I'm looking at even a U.S. coverage map of T-Mobile. There's a lot of space with no coverage.
Move to that area.
Let's see. There's parts in Utah. Are there any parts in Iowa? That's what I want to know.
Oh, Hammy wants to know, don't the extended batteries make the already big Evo even bigger? The Evo's not that big, by the way. It's longer than the iPhone, but then again, it has a bigger screen than the iPhone, which I like. But yes, it does make the back a little bit bigger, but it comes with a different back case. But if you can sacrifice a couple of centimeters... You're going to be okay, because my thing is that people forget how big phones used to be. It's still small. It still fits in my pocket. No one's ever going to look at your phone and go, oh my God, I'm not going to fuck that guy. Look how thick his phone is.
And
that's me.
It's still better than the iPhone.
And it has a kickstand. And guess what? The Evo has Netflix now, too, so you can't even get a Netflix iPhone excuse, because the Evo now has Netflix, so I can watch my Netflix on it, too. And I could do the video chat without having to be on Wi-Fi. I could video chat over 3G or 4G, which I also have on this phone. So, boom. And I could make a custom background. And I could put widgets on my page and not just the stupid. And I could open multiple applications, not just one at a time. And, yeah, Kitty's making fun of me. And And I have a picture of my puppy in the background. That's just cute. I want to let the girls know that I'm sensitive.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
So so any other helpful hints you, as far as getting out of contracts?
That's, I'm telling you, man, there's always a way. That's the easiest way out of it. I always do it. Fucking no phone company scares me. No company scares me. I'm a fucking scammer. Give me a problem with a company. I guarantee you I could solve it because I always do it. I do it all the time.
Is there anything that scares you?
Negroes.
Good point.
What can you do?
Yeah, you can't do much with those people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like it. I get a kick out of it, you know?
I can't wait, by the way. Probably in the next day or two, I'm calling my cable company and telling them I'm canceling.
Who's your cable company?
Well, originally Optimum or Cablevision, but like Friday I installed Fios.
Uh-huh.
Fios is so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, Hammy. The end then is the... I can't find the clip, man, but... In Wayne's World, remember Garth giving the explanation how to get the satellite to Mr. Big's limo? And
yeah.
Then we reroute out the satellite through two things. And then it's almost too easy.
Oh, God, I remember that now.
Love that movie.
Wayne's World 2 wasn't as good, but still not horrible.
Yeah, we don't have Fios down here yet. We have AT&T U-verse. Which is the same thing. It's fiber optics. It's just AT&T's version of it.
Yeah. It's so much better. I finally have NFL Network.
Yep.
The package I have, I get internet and cable. With the Cablevision, I got internet, cable, phone, but there was a $100 difference. And on the Fios cable, I have all the channels.
Who the fuck needs phone anyway? People have cell phones.
Right? Well, I mean, originally, because we had other people here, they wanted the house phone to use. But I'm the only one in my house now, and I could give a shit less about having a home phone.
Dude, when I pick up a home phone, I look at it and go, what am I supposed to do with this? How do I get to the contacts list?
You know what's weird? Texting from an old phone.
Boop. Boop, 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 boop. Boop.
Space. Like, damn it. I got to press this how many times to get to this letter?
Fuck that, I'll just call them.
Oh, God. Almost like that, except I don't like talking on the phone a lot.
No, I'm not a phone guy either. But
it's weird. I do radio, which involves talking, but when it comes to actually talking on the phone, it's awkward.
And I have friends that don't hang up.
Oh, God. Oh, and then this happened yesterday?
Yeah, that's fucking great.
And it's like, okay, I'm just going to kind of pretend to fall asleep right now. Maybe you'll get the hint.
You know what you do with people like that, I've learned? Don't say uh-huh or anything. Just don't say anything until they go, are you listening? You say, yeah, yeah. They'll get the point.
I'm going to try that now.
Why is Sal just putting the stupidest things on his Facebook?
All right, we're going to let's see what Sal put on his
Our
Facebook.
Our boss
now.
Is dumb. Dwight Eisenhower once said a few important things.
What's going on, guys?
Shut up, Sal. Oh, God, I'm going to murder him.
Why?
I hate this comment that he put up about an hour ago. Is it Friday yet? LOL.
What? What? You gotta be shitting me.
I'm typing a response now. Really? Are you a 40-year-old soccer mom? Question mark. Is it Friday yet? Oh, well. God, Sal, come on. Have some dignity. Oh, my God. Mike from... My Sal is not even my friend on Facebook. Let me add him. Add as friend. Send request. I bet you he denies me. He denied Dutch.
Yeah, I remember. And didn't Dutch call Mike and Sal last week?
Oh, hey, Kitty says she's a soccer mom. No offense to you, Kitty.
Yeah, we're not trying to offend you, Kitty. You're
we're
fine.
We're trying to offend Sal. It just so happens that what we're offending him with is what you are. I apologize.
And then Sal getting
but wait a second. I said 40-year-old soccer mom. I'm assuming that your A Kitty's 79, so I'm assuming you're 32 years old? Because I'm assuming that's your birthday, because I don't know what 79 would be prevalent in your name if it wasn't the date of your birth.
What's funny is I used to put my football jersey number in a lot of stuff. So
well, I don't think
A
Kitty
played
football.
Huh?
I don't think A Kitty played football. Yes, I'm right. See, that's how I always figure out people's names. I do detective work. I'm like the fucking Batman of the internet.
You really are. Some of the shit you unearthed about Mr. Captain Iowa.
Yeah. John E. Taylor.
John E. Taylor.
John E. Period Taylor.
Oh, God. And then didn't you get some stuff on Hawk, too?
Yeah, I have his stuff, too. I mean, I have everyone's.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I can only imagine what information Royce dug up on me.
I've never looked you up.
That's right, because I don't hide my name.
Yeah, I could find you, but I don't want to. No need for me. Oh,
no
shit.
Need.
Sal commented on the status.
Oh, shit. Let's see this.
40-year-old soccer moms would do Sarah Palin. Oh, because he made a Sarah Palin joke, and I said, let me comment. No, 40-year-old soccer moms would ask if it's Friday yet. LOL. Oh, and why are you not listening to my show live on... Live now on Edge FM, open quotes, where talk lives, close quotes.
Shocked it doesn't say you're fired.
That would be funny.
Will be I was going to put Will Be Friday in New York.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
Oh, is it Friday out?
Is it Friday?
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with the girls.
Go out to the girls?
We're going to have some apple teenies and just fucking hang out. I'm going to fucking hang out, have apple teenies, and just dance. Because, like, really, I just want to chop apple teenies and just go to the fucking club and just hang out.
Maybe we'll go to a comedy club, and then when the comedian makes fun of us, we'll complain about him, probably put it on our Tumblr.
Someone said he's a 40-year-old soccer mom.
That would be Wilma.
Guys, I'm gonna fucking totally update my Twitter and show the people the fun I'm having.
Oh my God, night with the girls! Woo!
Oh, what? The man has the kids tonight, and I haven't been out of like forever. I know I'm not supposed to, but screw Weight Watchers points. I'm gonna have a piece of cake. I just don't care.
You know what? I'm wild. I'm gonna have two apple teenies.
Yes. Who knows? I'm just gonna fucking hang out, fucking eat my cake, and I'm gonna just dish. I'm just gonna dish about my man.
Now, Selena, hold on. It is 1 o'clock in New York.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be drinking that many apple teenies right now.
Oh my God, Sal, you're such a bitch.
No, you're such a bitch, Michelle. Sing.
Sing?
Yeah.
Let's just fucking go wild. I'm just gonna put my hair in a ponytail because I'm gonna sweat when I dance tonight. I don't care. Look at this. I barely put makeup on because I don't fucking care.
Oh, let's have those boys pay for our drinks.
I want to put out the vibe. They're gonna fucking love me.
Oh only on this station will we be able to make fun of the boss and insinuate that he's a girl from Manhattan.
Yeah, it's true. OMG, you guys, you know what next month is? September. I'm going to be so sad. And anniversary.
Oh, but isn't Friday yet?
You fucking hang out.
What's going on Saturday, too?
There's just something about imagining Sal doing that in a fucking dress with his goatee and a fucking dress, just fucking hanging out with girls.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to chill.
He's sending blue waffle pictures to his friends.
I know. Guys, do me a favor. Call me if you need me because I ran out of fucking data minutes on my AT&T.
Sorry I couldn't come out last week, but, you know, it was the 30th and I ran out of data, so I couldn't reply to the text.
Yeah.
I was all for dancing.
Nick, just hit me up on my Facebook.
Does somebody want to dance?
He would be the worst tranny ever. That would be the worst tranny on the planet.
What's going on, ladies?
Sup, skank.
Oh, you're such a whore. Oh, my God. I hope he's listening now.
I really hope he is.
Watch, he calls in and fucks with us.
Fuck.
I'm checking my phone. Oh, he can't text. That's right. I'm safe.
Yeah, he can't text you. That's for sure. See if he sent a carrier pigeon.
If he sends us a messenger boy, it'll take 2 weeks.
Hey, Kitty. What's going on, ladies? How you doing?
What's going on, ladies? Oh, did you see the boy who was putting the pool together? Oh, you tramp. When are you getting a pool in the ivory tower?
Yeah. When's that man going to put a baby in you?
He keeps pulling out and jabbing into my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sal in a dress with... Do we even have him wearing a wig, or is he kind of Perry Saturning it?
I'm telling you, man, I could imagine him at a fucking nightclub.
Oh, God. I can imagine Sal being also dressing like the guy who's selling everybody E.
Yeah, that's true.
Or he's like the bartender or the guy who stands next to the bouncer.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, man. I beat him up so much. I don't know why. He's a nice guy. And you know, Mike is blaming me for making him a miserable person, and I'm not doing anything to Sal.
You're getting blamed?
Yeah, I get blamed for everything on Edge FM. Everything's my fault.
Well, no, you and Hammy share the blame.
Me and Hammy, you're right. Me and Hammy, we should have a fucking blood pact or something. Because seriously, we get blamed for every shit that happens.
It is... I feel bad, but it's kind of funny at the same time. I've said shit about people, and it's been attributed to Hammy.
Right. Well, obviously. Hold on, I got some live audio of Sal in the club. Guys, I'm just dancing right now. This is my fucking song.
Oh, Sal, you're such a tramp.
I love the Gaga.
Yeah, because she's a bitch like you, Sal.
Oh my God, you would just be like her. You're so Gaga. Which one of the Sex and the City characters are you, Sal?
Oh, I'd so be Samantha.
Oh my God, that's such a Samantha thing to say.
Definitely, right? So carry.
I imagine him in a fucking red dress with heels if he still has hairy legs.
With the goatee, probably wearing lipstick.
Yes.
All right. Now I gotta find a picture.
We get it, Lady Gaga. You're fucking different.
We get it. You like gay people and you dress weird. I'm just going to search bald dude in a dress.
Did you see the new digital short they did with Lady Gaga and Andy Samberg, the same dick in the box dudes?
No, what was it?
Here, I got it for you. You got to hear it because Lady Gaga was in it and I thought it was funny. And not a big SNL fan, but I do like some of the digital shorts. And this one, these, you know, they've done Dick in a Box and Mother, you know, yeah. Motherfucker or Mother Lover.
By the way, I searched bald guy cross-dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Because bald guy in a dress didn't work. Mm-hmm. And the first picture is some bald dude wearing pink stockings getting a dildo shoved up his ass by a girl.
Well, obviously, it's the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you expect?
It's the internet and safe searches off.
Okay. The following clip is brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Thanks, Hulu. Here you go.
I think I found the perfect one.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Your mom says hi, Jakes.
Yeah, 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 no, no. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody's having sex.
You know, I just got a page from a girl that I met last week at the Payless.
She sucks. I also have a cute little call who loves the way I knock on her boots.
Well, it's time to back. Let's handle that. In 2 to 6 hours, we'll meet back and regroup. Now let's shoot.
Roll up to a crib with some Bartles and James.
Hop on the bus with the Alizé.
Now hold up, player, what you diggity doing here?
I should diggity ask you the same.
And she sang.
I want you both. I hope that you think that's cool.
Say words.
And all most guys won't freak together.
Well, she forgot about the golden rope. Uh-huh. It's okay when it's in a three-way. It's not gay when it's in a three-way. With a honey in the middle, there's some leeway. The area's great in a 1-2-3-way.
Normally, I don't get down with dudes.
But tonight is a special exception.
Green.
See, so you're my best friend. Through thick and thin. Now it's time to make a triple.
Lights off. Here in the dark.
Here in the dark.
It's hard to tell.
So hard to tell.
Where her body ends.
La la.
And my homies begin.
Here we.
This rule dates back.
The golden rule.
To ancient Greece.
Talking about Caesar.
With two Jack Trippers and a Chrissy.
The new three scopany.
You guys are still here.
It's okay when it's in a three-way. It's not gay when it's in a three-way. With a honey in the middle, there's some leeway. The area's great in a 1-2-3-way.
Fellas, get ready to impress a chick. Helicopter, go helicopter.
And it's funny because I don't find Lady Gaga attractive, but if you watch the video, she's actually attractive in this video. See, she's dressed normal.
Yeah, she has her times when she actually looks really good, and then some of the times she looks like a fucking...
Someone who dresses like a weirdo?
Or a tranny.
Yeah. Well, that's because she's born that way. Baby. She's born that way.
The picture I posted, by the way, is what I think Sal looks like when he goes to the club with a dress on.
Well... I see it. Yeah, you're right.
Just kind of Photoshop a goatee onto there.
Who just sent me a request on Skype? Whatever, I added him, whoever it was. Christ.
You've been getting some weird requests on Skype, too?
Yeah, I just accept them. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. There was some, like, it's weird when they are talking foreign languages, and I'm like, wait a second, who are you? Like, the message that I get in language, I don't understand at all.
High five, my wife.
High five, very nice. Like, and it's not even like Spanish or Italian, because like those, both those languages are kind of similar, so I would be able to pick off which one it is.
Oh, by the way, quick announcement, just because I got the email back. The Hippo Juice replay will be Tuesdays from 7 to 9 on 92X, because I decided to bully myself into the station.
Yes!
Fuck it. I hardball them, baby. Oh, Alphabet, nice of you to join the room. By the way, did you get the painting Marie sent you? Because Marie sent Alphabet a painting that she did, because Marie's an artist.
Oh, shit, she does paintings too?
Yeah, she's a fucking art major, dude.
You guys from Hippo Juice are very versatile.
Yep. No, not yet. Well, she sent it, and she had him protect it so it wouldn't get harmed.
Oh, she's serious about her artwork.
Yeah, she is. You'll know when I sign it. Oh, that's... I don't know if she fucking did a sign thing. Hey, Alphabet, why don't you just not give me shit, homie? You want to start this? It's 1:15 in the morning in the New York area.
It's 1:15 in New York. You know, he doesn't know she had people...
I don't care about the check, Alphabet. I'm asking if you got your art. That's what I care about.
Oh, what exactly was the painting of?
It's actually pretty... Fuck, if I could find Marie's portfolio, I posted in the room. Alphabet, do you still have the link to Marie's portfolio? I want to post it in the room. Because I want people to see it. No, wait, don't take the check back, Alphabet. I still want it. I got to pay for microphones, my friend. That all the money goes into the show.
Oh, man. But I did not know that. And I've been listening to Hippo Juice pretty regularly.
Yeah, well, we don't really talk about it, but she's an art major. She has fucking art. She's very, very good. I mean, like, it's fucking impressive shit.
She's an art major. I was a former education major who became a broadcasting major because I picked broadcasting when I meant communications.
See, broadcasting is... You didn't go to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
No, I didn't.
What a scam that is.
Hammy went there.
Sorry, Hammy, but that's a fucking scam.
Hammy went there, and that is actually... Because of that, he got the Opie and Anthony intern... Oh, shit. The internship with the satellite radio show.
I don't care if you say Opie and Anthony.
All right. Well, earlier it was like another show you referred to as the satellite radio show.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, because there's other stuff.
Yeah.
But that stuff doesn't matter.
Good point. Like,
the link won't go in. Oh, send it to me in Facebook, Alphabet. I'll post it. Here, let me get on.
The stuff he learned there helps him out for production on, like, Brain Stew Now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the equipment he got, some of the programs he got from there is what he uses to put together bits.
Oh.
Yeah, because they basically kind of hand out copies of Adobe.
Yeah, that I know, but you know how I got a copy of Adobe?
How?
I torrented it. And I didn't have to go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So who wins?
You do. I tried to put it on my computer, but apparently it doesn't like Vista. Most people don't.
Well, why don't you just get Windows 7?
I will.
Why don't
eventually.
You just torrent it? There it is.
After the show, I'll BitTorrent Windows 7.
If you open that in the chat room, you can see some of her artwork. The second picture is the one that Alphabet bought.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she does.
Very good.
I like the whole DuckTales logo in the 1985 picture.
That was awesome. A lot of these are hanging in the apartment.
That's pretty cool. I did not know that. A Death Creeps on Us, that's actually a pretty cool concept painting.
Attempted Funeral Number 1, that's what it's called. I don't know what they're fucking called. But they're pretty. I like if you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth one, the one with the eyeball tree, that's my favorite one, and it's actually right behind me.
Yeah. It's black and white, which kind of gives it a nice touch, too.
She won an award for that or some bullshit, I don't remember. Scholastic Art Fair.
Holy crap. Okay. Won a gold key in the Scholastic Art Fair in 2002.
Yeah.
2002, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. She did it in fucking pencil. Which is insane. I don't know how she's very good.
Yeah, that is... Holy pencil.
And the one with the eyeball is her eyeball. And then the one next to the eyeball pictures, which she would look like if she was older.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Hopefully she dies before she looks like that. Well, I'm just saying, for my benefit.
Her painting was displayed in Washington, D.C. for a year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Alphabet knows more about my girlfriend than I do.
I was going to say.
Can't blame
her. Holy shit. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Oh, actually.
She probably told me. I'm not going to lie.
And then you're like, okay, oh, that's nice. And then you forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, oh, really? That's, yeah, okay. Yeah, can I watch the fucking Heat play the Knicks here? Oh, don't even pretend to be careful bullshit, Alphabet, because you're already fucking... Alphabet is an avid Hippo Juice fan, and he's going out with a fucking 10 when he clearly shouldn't be going out with any sort of fucking 10. I think the advice we gave him to keep her down so she doesn't realize she's hot is for him to pee in her food every day. Just to show her who's boss. Alphabet's right. That's okay. Yeah, really, Brie? Washington, D.C.? That's good. Where's my sandwich? I'm fucking hungry.
Or the one time I was on Skype with you guys and you were asking about getting a rap, making a rap.
Oh yeah, I told her make me a rap.
And she's like, no, you can't have one. And then you just got up and made one anyway.
Yeah, Alphabet pees on his girlfriend every morning. See, who says Hippo Juice isn't informative? He just heard a lesson. I think Ryan said pee on or around her at all times.
Make her clean it up.
Yep.
Hit her with a newspaper as she's doing it.
She's fucking very hot. His whatever fiance is it, Alphabet? It's fiance?
Holy crap.
He's very hot.
Hippo Juice saved his relationship.
I did. And also, Alphabet, I'm going to tell you, watch, I love putting people in awkward positions. If I'm not your best man, fuck you. You're an ass. He probably has a brother or some really close friend, and I'm going to put him in the awkward position of where I have to be his fucking best man.
Well, you know what, though? You deserve it. I mean, you're the reason it gets to marriage.
I want to be your best man and your bridesmaid.
And the maid of honor.
I want to be all things.
You're going to wear like a Two-Face type suit where it's half suit, half bridesmaid dress?
Yep. I hate the fact that his girlfriend is so hot. Or fiance. I'd marry her too, fuck.
And he says, of course you want to wear a dress?
I don't know how he fucking pulls fucking a chick like that. It really bothers me.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if he posts a picture of his chick.
Shut up, Alphabet. I don't want to wear a dress, you asshole.
You know what'd be funny? Showing a picture of his chick to, like, Hammy or King.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because Hammy's kind of like, he'll give anything a passing grade. And King is very, very picky.
Why is King so picky?
I don't know. He's that guy on the internet who finds the stuff to nitpick on a hot chick.
Wait, how many people on Edge FM have done real radio? I'm just curious because I've never asked.
Well, there's John King. He's currently doing real radio.
What's he doing?
He kind of works. It's like a rock station in Wilkes-Barre. He's got an entry level position, but he does also do on air shows.
Ah, fuck that. That doesn't count.
He's got a weekly show. We'll count it.
No, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna
count it. Right.
Actually, I like King. I've talked to him. He's a nice guy. He's been a dick. No, fuck that. Doesn't count.
Hammy's. You know, interned for ONA. He was actually on air for a couple times.
Yeah, I know that.
Let's see. I think Sal interned for Curtis Sliwa.
I don't know what that is, so don't count it.
Trying to think of who... other than that, I don't know who else.
That's about it.
Well, we could count Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio, because Ham Radio used to have a paying job.
All right, fair enough.
It was internet on Goom, but he was getting paid for it.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But that's not real radio.
Alright, so you're talking about like terrestrial or satellite? Yeah, not much.
Okay, so
you did.
No, but I don't even count me because I'm so fucking awesome. What if I was just always that cocky? People would really hate me more than they do already.
They would legit hate you. Yeah. It wouldn't just be because you're awesome. They would just legit hate you.
That fucking Royce guy is a real dick. Always saying how awesome he is. Like, really? You have to rub that into people's faces? Dude, get over yourself.
Oh, God. I should show a little bit more of an ego on air just to fuck with people.
I always do it to piss people off. I don't care.
Oh, that's great. Anything to piss people off, which is probably not helping me getting rid of the shit stirrer label that I've gotten since the days of Brain Stew.
I'm not a shit stirrer. I don't know why you have to be that way.
Oh, my God. I think there was one time King and someone who interns for O1A were fighting on Twitter, mm-hmm. and I made reference to how hilarious the fight was, and it just started right back up.
But, yeah, but I really try to stay out of people's hair. You know, I could say low-key. All right, you want to start wrapping up?
Yeah, it's getting close to the cutoff time for me tonight.
Yeah, you have to fucking do shit or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be up till Lord knows when. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Royce and Captain Falcon Punch. We appreciate it. And
yes.
Maybe at some point this year, the shows will be up for download. I recorded tonight's show, so I can send it to somebody if I need to.
All right. Speaking of, by the way, Hammy also wants the first show we did.
I don't have the first show we did.
Oh, you didn't record that one?
No, remember I wasn't here. Sal recorded it.
No, the one before that. The hour.
I have that. I can send him that too.
All right, because we're also waiting on Sal to send the second one.
How about we just start with Sal's one, because that was a lot stronger than the hour show.
Yeah, the hour show, we kind of had, like, it was kind of like...
It was rushed.
It was rushed, because we only had an hour.
Yeah, so, all right, so we'll be on next week, and, God, do we have to plug all... So many shows to plug. Let's just go to hippojuice.com. How about that for me?
Yes. And for me, just go to brainstorm.com.
All right, guys. We will see you later.